This is definitely one of my personal favorites. Sally Boss Madame Sayola. It's just so smooth, dude. It's what she does on the song with her vocals. It's just, wait, hold on, just quickly listen to this again. Just. So what you have there is really, you know, just some sexiness, just some saltiness. You grab someone, you know what I mean?
Okay, stop it. I mean, man. Shut up. Yola, baby. Listen. Switch off my mic. I have embarrassed myself enough for this.
Oh my gosh. Don't be bringing out things on air.
It's the three letter names. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I was looking at a poster of AKA. And then, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's go to the US, please. And let's go have breakfast with Landa. This is what we do every Thursday. We check in with the Namibians that are in the diaspora.
Yeah, yeah.
They share their story, their experiences of the country that is hosting them. They tell us what they miss about
home.
About home, you know what I mean? If they even do miss it, maybe it's one of those, bye, I'm out, bye.
I never coming back.
Never coming back.
Namibia, yeah.
What? Nah, bruh. Let's check in with Landa.
Good morning. I know it's, I don't know what time it is. I think it's 3 p.m. Or going for 3 p.m.-ish or something. But then it's going to 7, I think. Yeah, it's going to 7 here. It's quarter to 7. I'm Yolanda Yanza. I am a 34-year-old based in the States, America, and I'm in Missouri, St. Louis to be specific. I am working in the St. Louis University Hospital. Guys, being here is such a huge, huge experience. When I started this process, I started the process in May, and people were so negative about it. People hardly knew about it. So later on, when the process was, when I got my visa and everything was done, I told here and there someone, and when I got my ticket and stuff, so people were very negative about it and were telling me, oh my god, you're going, you're gonna be human traffic, you're gonna be a prostitute, you're telling, are you taking drugs for a guy, you know, all kinds of negativity. But anyway, fast forward, I departed on the 3rd of March this year. September this year, and I landed on the 4th. Guys, the experience here is different. Oh my god, it's so different. It's fast. Like Chris Martin said in one of his songs, moving on the speed of light. Guys, this is moving on the speed of light. This place is, world, it's like Africa and the western side, it's different, guys. These people are so free. Imagine that you'll find a guy who's working in a pharmacy front desk, and this guy has tattoos over his face with so many piercings, but he's just there doing his thing. it's amazing how we live in two different worlds. And we go around, find if there are events, like my boss, we had a baby shower for her, so we ended up, they have a group, the Zimbabweans are a lot this side, so the Nigerians and Zimbabweans are a lot, so we try and meet up to place and big parties and big things happen. Damn, I miss home so much. I miss my children, but I would not want to go back at this point. I would want to stay. but I feel so homesick. I really do. Sorry. I do feel home. Guys. Sorry. But I do really feel homesick. I honestly do. And there are days that I literally just find myself emotional and stuff. But yeah, what I love about this place is the places you stretch out, you need to be mobile though. But there are endless possibilities. The possibilities are endless, guys. In this country, you don't need to have grade 12. You don't need to have shit, or let me say, anything. As long as your hands are there, you can reach and write. The possibilities are endless. You hardly find people with your backing on the street, but you do here and there once in a while. And I am always wondering why, because I haven't seen, there are vacancies in the newspapers, but whenever you drive around, or whenever they drive me around, you see billboards of we are hiring. You see pamphlets of we're hiring, no experience needed and stuff. The lifestyle here is literally different. You need to be on their speed. And they have apps. One thing about the site is they have apps. You literally, when you get a job, you literally log into the app. You choose your schedule. Like, you only want to work from Monday to Tuesday, Monday to Thursday, from this time to that time, or Thursday to Sunday, this time to that time. You literally choose. You can have a lot of you can have 2-3 more jobs if you want to, if you're capable of. But your guys, the endless opportunities in this country. Yeah, you can have grade 10, you can come work as a care worker here. But the thing is, visa-wise, it will be a little bit difficult because there are also people here doing their job. So the government will not give you a visa, their government or the embassy. But guys, I don't know how people do this kind of stuff. It's way, way different than home. It's literally way different than home. You're wondering, why is Africa not advanced like this country? So you look at stuff, you look at things that are happening in this country, and then you're like, why? Why? You can go to school, you can get a bursary, you can get, you can study while you're doing something, while you're working on your free times. They accommodate. So you can choose your school hours, you can choose your school days, and you can put your work and your school together as long as you're coming to your school and you do your work. Yeah. And you don't find the same food here. Food is really different than back home, and I miss it. So the people I love with try their level best and cook African food, like porridge and stuff. They call it tata here in Zimbabwe. And so I try and eat more of it and stuff, but I've gained weight. Damn, guys. And going out, it sounds so... It's like the Americans are going wild, except Voldo, I don't know. But there's nothing small. Sometimes you just want to buy something just to taste it. Like for us, we have this smaller items and stuff that we buy just to taste, to see if we like it and buy it again. No, these people go out. Like my boss used to say, they are lazy. But anyways, in the things that they invent, guys, you just literally see different stuff online. It's so convenient. Yeah, it's a little convenient. You buy your groceries online, it's been delivered. You can send someone money while you're in the comfort of your soul. You can buy anything. You don't need to go to the shops. The hassle of going to the shops is done. Guys, you do everything on the tip of your hand, your fingers, and your phone. It's the thing that's doing the job. You go online, you check what you want. Amazon is the one here. And you know, I'm loving it so far. I'm loving it. I took go out on days. Once went out on a date with a Nigerian guy. Oh, he has a stock up. Dang, I hated him. But we clicked a little bit here and there. And I started going out on a date with an American guy, and you know, with him, it's super cool. Damn, he's such a gentleman though. And I really do want to go back now. Now, it's a big, big no, but now Well, I have to go back next year to go see my children. I miss my son, especially my last one. Imagine my 3-year-old calling when I call. It's like, where are you? When are you coming? He doesn't want to talk to me at some point. But yeah. I think as human beings, I would encourage people to move to overseas for endless opportunities. You can work as a support. You can do, there's a lot that you can do, and the money is stretched out in our countries. Like $100 is on, it depends on where the currency is, so it's stretched out, and you have 1.7 or 1.8, it depends. So guys, the opportunities are endless. To say, my God, I'm loving it. But then, we're approaching winter now. It's raining, like now it's raining. But I have a date, right? It's Sunday. So I have a date, so I'll go get ready and, you know, go do my thing. Have some breakfast. And it's when they say America is the land of opportunities, I didn't believe that. I was skeptical about not being here, but yeah, I love it. So far I haven't told anyone yet that I love it. And here, one thing about this country that I found out is if you don't have health insurance, which we call medical aid, it's difficult to give birth, it's difficult to be sick, y'all guys. But then, if you have, then it's good to go. They try and do all sorts of things here. Like Thursday, we had Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving was a huge, huge thing. It's a huge thing in America. It's a huge thing. The turkey, I haven't seen a huge turkey in my life before. Oh, you're a justice. And I was looking for that capanna spice to spice that bloody turkey, because it had this, I don't know what taste, or just a turkey taste, you know, and just fried. I miss capanna, I miss the spice, I miss fat cakes, you know. I just miss the window glass, you know, that groovy moments. It's scary here, and we do not live nearby black people. I'm sorry to say this, but you're the downtown, we call it downtown, that is so scary. Guys, just to go there, to do some shopping in some of the shops makes you feel, gives you goosebumps, makes you feel the chills. It gives you the chills there. But anyway, it's life. I'm loving it so far. And I'm planning on staying, but I need to go see my son. I need to get my son a passport. I need to just think, because if I'm coming back next day, I want to sort things out so I can come back with my son. And I love the experience. Oh my goodness, you guys don't know. It's so super fast. And the people are free. They are wild. Guys, this is wild. You just see someone in a park. There's this one time that I went, and then there's a park whereby people were having a weed festival, just smoking, and I was like, damn. And this country, you will die if you're not careful. And I just want to shout out to all the Namibians which are in the States, just to take care, guys. They are the Namibians, but Africans, we just call them Africans. So to all the Africans which are in Namibia, just to in the States, just to take care and stay away from all the drug stuff. I know we come to hustle. Let's grind and take the Benjamins home, please. Have a good day.
Delight in a different cappuccino flavor every day of the week. Fresh Breakfast is brought to you by Jacob's Coffee.